The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I call your attention to the fact that this is not a typical gospel talk show. I've come your way today to teach a true prophetic message out of the scriptures of your Holy Bible. And daily on these broadcasts, this program presents a no-nonsense message from the Word of God out of your Holy Bible to turn God's people to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and that is back to complete obedience to the Word of God, and hopefully to turn many sinners, backsliders, and lukewarm Christians to divine favor through old-fashioned repentance. And I pray today that God will give you ears to hear this true prophetic message entitled, "The Spirit of Elijah." I want to begin in the scripture found in the third chapter of the book of Acts from the great fisherman, the Apostle Peter. And ladies and gentlemen, verses 20 and 21, "And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." See now, the scripture says here, a revelation from the Apostle Peter, that God will send Jesus Christ, but the heaven will receive him. In other words, he'll stay in heaven until the times of restitution, that's another word for restoration, of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began, that the church in the church of our Lord here in this end time would have to be restored back to its first love, its divine faith, its divine power, its unity. The divine unity that it had in the book of the Acts of the Apostles is the epitomization that we must turn to with the fear of God, with a power, with a message, praise God, they had of the fear of God and repent or perish. You don't hear that in the church today, and you know it. I don't like people even argue with me about it, because you can read the Holy Scriptures. Anybody can see it in here that God is displeased with the church today because it's going to have to return to that former integrity and that unimpaired condition like the book of Acts records concerning the church of Jesus Christ, and that was the church of the apostles. Now, before Jesus Christ comes back, he's going to send Elijah to get down here with us right in our midst and turn the church back. That is, the work of restoration is through the coming of Elijah. Now, that's found from the words of Jesus Christ in the 17th chapter of Matthew. Matthew 17, begin with verse 10. His disciples ask him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias," that's Elijah, "must first come?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias has come already, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them." Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was their Elijah, but there is another Elijah coming, and it's in the scriptures. When John the Baptist was born, there was a wonderful scripture here concerning the revelation of his birth in Luke, the first chapter, beginning in verse 13. The angel said to his father, "Before his birth thou shalt call his name John, and you'll have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God." Now he's not Elijah, but he comes in the spirit and power of Elijah. "And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias," or Elijah, "to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." John the Baptist, that is, John, came in the spirit of Elijah the first time, as the Elias that would come to the generation of Jesus Christ, but they rejected him. The next one will come, and he will not be rejected. And here's another statement we must bear record of here in consideration of this great revelation that I'm speaking to you today, to open your understanding to these days in which we're living and how God is going to purge the church, to chasten it back to real holiness, to divine love, real love. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't seen no real love in the church today like this early church possessed. That's recorded in the book of Acts the Apostles. That power, that faith, that divine unity, that fear of God that they had, it's going to be restored back to the church. And you ought to study the first 15 chapters in the book of Acts, and you can understand what Christ will restore the church back to, what condition it will be. Now, the Pharisees and Sadducees, that is the religious people of John the Baptist day, ask him. This is recorded in John the first chapter, verse 19. This is a record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And then they ask him, "What then? Art thou Elias? Are you Elijah?" And he saith, "I am not. Are you that prophet?" And he answered, "No." See, John the Baptist knew he was not Elias or Elijah. He came in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Now, there is a prophecy, the last two verses of the Old Testament, which is the Old Covenant, and we must take it into consideration as being for our church, this church of the end time in which we're living, because Elijah was promised to the end time church of Jesus Christ. And here it is in Malachi, the fourth chapter, verses 5 and 6. "Behold," God says, "I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children." That's the parents to the children. "And the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Well, we need to read that carefully and analyze it very, very plainly. Now he says, "I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord." That is yet to come, and we are swiftly approaching that great prophetic day. And what is he going to do before the coming of the Lord? He will turn the heart of the fathers, of the parents, to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers or parents, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Elijah is coming back again. And as I call your attention to that scripture in the 17th chapter of the book of Matthew, what Jesus said, all right, let me read it to you one more time, verses 10 and 11. His disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come and restore all things." In other words, ladies and gentlemen, before Jesus Christ returns, Elijah will come with that ministry of restoration that the church desperately needs, and will restore the church, a holy remnant, back to the very unimpaired condition in divine favor as the church of Jesus Christ that's recorded in your Holy Bible in the first 15 chapters of the book of Acts. Yes, the Acts of the Apostles in your Holy Bible is the record. Jesus didn't say he'd come first. He said Elijah would come before he came back again. Well, can't we believe what the Scripture says? Well, we must believe what the Scriptures say, because those are the things that we will have to know to be sure that we make our calling and election steadfast and certain here in this end time generation. Now, Elijah is coming, and that powerful coming in which he will break the power of this old communication gap and this old generation gap, they call it, that's between the parents and their children here in this end time generation. Well, I don't call it that. I call it the credibility gap, because the children don't trust their parents and the parents can't trust their children. And Elijah's coming back to heal these gaps that separate parents from their children and bring about a great revival of restoration in the church of Jesus Christ and among God's elect. In Revelation 11, in verse 3, here's the prophecy of Elijah's coming. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. One of them will be Elijah. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not in the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with plagues, that's incurable diseases, as often as they will. Well, it goes on then to explain here the continuation and the death of these two great prophets, of which one will be Elijah, in this great ministry of restoration and reconciliation of God's people in the church of Jesus Christ. Many of them backslidden, many of them lukewarm, many of them have wandered far away from God, but in this great effort of the Holy Ghost through Elijah, that spirit of Elijah, praise God, will rest upon two great prophets, and they will be able to effect a mighty restoration of the church of Jesus Christ back to its former unimpaired condition like it was back in the days of the apostles. And ladies and gentlemen, I saw that church in that condition back in the late 1920s and the 1930s and early 1940s. But since that time, the church has made an abrupt turn into left field, and they've wandered away from God and become lukewarm and spewed out of the mouth of Christ. And Jesus Christ is going to send his four great judgments to chasten the church. And in the chastening and judgments of God, the people of God will repent. They will repent and turn from their worldliness and sinfulness and rebellion back to the living God and to restoration to their former unimpaired condition that God requires to be ready to go with the Lord. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, receive this message and quicken it to every heart, that they will repent and turn away from their idolatry, their rebellion against the Word of God, that they'll make their calling and election sure for them and their families. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We have these messages in print. We have them on video cassette and audio cassette. We'll share with you for your offering of support. We pray that you will write us and share with us your tithes and offering that are holy to the Lord, to keep this message, to make this message and this voice strong across this nation and in this hemisphere. And we export it, we send this message overseas to many countries in which God is stirring hearts and causing revival fires to burn. I hope you'll write me this week and stand with me with your faithful support to the Word of Prophecy broadcast, Brother Ray Pringle, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion, is my prayer for every one of you.